Hey everyone, thanks so much for supporting us and for joining us for episode 43 of Forever 39. We love your feedback and topic suggestions, so here's the ways you can connect with us. Follow us on Twitter at Forever39NJ. You can find us on Facebook via the New Jersey 101.5 page. And finally, you can email us at Forever39@NJ1015.com. And if you're interested in hearing past podcast episodes, you can find them via the New Jersey 101.5 app, iTunes, or Google Play. In this episode, we're going to talk about dieting contradictions and stores and apps that you cannot get enough of. I can't wait to hear your list, Megan. But first, we're going to talk about a survey that shows that workplace happiness basically ends at the ripe old age of 35. And considering Megan and I are both in our 40s, that means we are unhappy.
Yes.
So Robert Half, which is actually an international company, we've used some information from them before. Robert Half UK, they actually polled over 2,000 people in the UK and found that work unhappiness is twice as high for those over the age of 35 than for those younger than 35. And here's the bigger problem. It's only going to get worse as you age. So the survey found that a third of workers 55 and over feel underappreciated at their jobs. Now, I also found another survey from AAT that indicated that over 30% of workers consider leaving their current jobs at least twice a month.
Wow.
And that people begin to feel trapped in their jobs when they're in their mid-30s. So clearly there's something about happening, you know, in your mid-30s and the job stuff, you know.
Well,
it's like, what's going on there?
I was trying to think about what that was. And what I came up with, a couple things. I think when you start your career, you have all these hopes.
You're super excited.
Yes, you're excited, and I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to get far. And maybe by your mid-30s, that those illusions are gone. And then maybe by then you're married. Maybe by then you have a house. Maybe by then you're trapped. Maybe by then you hate your job, but you need the paycheck. So I think there are a bunch of things that come together when you're in your 30s that attribute to this. But also, like you said, as it goes on, like even this report said, when people are a third of people who are 55 and older don't feel appreciated, say they don't have friends at work. So it's not like it stops in your 30s. It goes on and on and on.
It does. And I think, too, like perhaps you don't find as much satisfaction in what you're doing when you get older, maybe because when you first start your career, whatever that may be, whatever field it may be in, you're sort of like up in the clouds.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm working in, you know, fill in the blank field. And I can't believe I'm doing it and I'm learning. And you're sort of like not completely aware of everything that's going on and all of the BS. Mm-hmm. But then as you sort of stay in an industry for longer and longer, you sort of start to realize what those downsides are of that industry. Where, and, you know, every industry has downsides. I don't care. Even if you're someone who absolutely loves your job, there's downsides to everything.
Yeah, there's a reason you get paid to be there.
Right. And I do think after a while, you maybe those downsides become a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit greater than the upsides. I don't know. But it is interesting that like in the 30s is when a lot of people start to have this issue.
Well, you know, it's funny. I think the one thing that really caught me was when people were talking about having friends at work. I'm not a big proponent of that necessarily, although I've been really lucky at my jobs where I've made friends. And that's an excellent example of that. But I think it's sad when people don't have that, because I think such a part of happiness at work is liking who you're with.
Absolutely.
You can kind of trudge through anything as long as you like who you're doing it with, as long as you like your team. And at least you want a good team. Maybe not everybody's your best friend, but you have a good supportive team.
I think the worst thing in the world has got to be feeling like you wake up in the morning and all you want to do is hit that alarm clock and go back to bed because you so do not want to walk through the door at your place of employment. Like that to me has got to be the worst feeling. I'm happy to say I don't have that feeling, but I can't imagine what that would be like. And I do think if you know you're at least coming into an environment that's happy, that's, you know, positive, that has good morale and has people that you like, that's certainly going to help you get out of bed.
Well, you know, I think too, like think about there are stressful periods, and that I know election time is super stressful for you. And there are periods at work that are stressful for me. I know how I feel those days when I have to get up and go to work. And it's not even that, like I said, I like the group of people I'm with, but it's just the thought of what lays in front of me. But imagine if what lays in front of you is torture from 8:30 to 4:30 and your stupid hour lunch in a stupid break room. I get it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
and it would be very difficult to deal with.
And I've gotten to the point now where I feel like life is too short. And if I could just get my mortgage paid off, I would love to just kind of sit back. I feel like I've worked since I was 14 years old. Like, I'm kind of sick of it at this point.
Yeah, I always like it when you talk about, you know, if you won the lottery and some people are like, oh, I'd still work. And I'm like, yeah, I still would not. No. But I found some tips from LearnVest that might help for those people that sort of feel trapped or aren't happy in their jobs. Number one was making friends in the office. And that's important, like, as we just said. The other one was to learn a new skill. So maybe you feel unhappy because you sort of feel like things have just been kind of stagnant and that you're not learning anything new, that you're not advancing your career. Yeah. So learning a new skill would help. And the other one is really simple, but a lot of people, especially Americans, just don't do it. Take time off. You know, a lot of people don't take vacations, and we're going to talk about that in next week's podcast about vacation time. But that's the thing. Like, sometimes if you're really feeling burnt out, a break would really maybe help you.
Yeah, that's huge. And I think, like, when I was researching the same thing, it said one thing to look at, if you're in your 50s and you're feeling miserable at work, think of the influence you now have, the knowledge you have, where you started, where you've come to. Because I think when you go to a place day after day, it does become stagnant. And maybe you forget where you started and how far you've come and how maybe people come to you for advice, or you're an expert in some situation at work that no one else can tackle.
Yeah, I think it's tough, too, with life in general, though, because, like, if you think about, like, when I first started to think about what I wanted to do, I wanted to be a theatrical actress.
I could totally see that.
And then, you know, and then I sort of, like, got realistic about the fact that I don't have the talent necessary to be pulling that off. And so then I decided, okay, I want to work in communications. Mm-hmm. But now I still love radio. Mm-hmm. But if somebody walked through this door and said, I want to give you the opportunity to work at a zoo or to work full time, you know, at an animal shelter, I would leave. I would leave the business. So, you know, that's the other thing. I think you almost have to realize, too, that it's okay to maybe not feel the same way about your career as you did when you were in your 20s.
Yeah, and you're allowed to progress and change. And we did the topic a little while ago about switching careers. And I have a sister. She was in insurance, became a stay-at-home mom, and decided when it was time for her to go back to work when the kids were old enough, she didn't want to do that anymore. So she went back to school, and she really, after she had her kids, became passionate about being a nurse. And she became a nurse. So, I mean, there are opportunities that way. A lot of people do that, where you get halfway into your career, which is sadly where we're at, and totally shift. Sure. And I think that's great to answer where you are now in your life.
Right. And that's not easy.
No.
There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear there. Yeah. But yeah, because we change so much as people that we can't expect what we wanted to do 20 years ago to necessarily be what we want to do now.
Right.
Because our priorities change, our feelings about things change, all those things.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think I've changed, though. Honestly, at radio and TV, I don't know if I could ever not do it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, are you happy in your current job? Take our poll over at NJ115.com.
So Annette came up with a great idea, because as fans of the show may know, that Annette and I love to shop, especially Annette. I think she has me beat a little bit.
I do, but I'm on this year hiatus.
Yeah, you're doing very good.
So for those of you that don't know, I decided that my New Year's resolution is always the same, to lose weight. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that this year, because it's always the same resolution and there's never any resolution to it. So I decided this year, let's do something that maybe is a little bit more attainable. And so I decided I'm not allowed to purchase any handbags, any jewelry, any clothing. Shoes was also in there. Ooh. But I unfortunately had to break that, because I had like one pair of flats and there was a hole at the bottom of the sole.
Well, that's necessary.
And
okay.
I needed shoes for my cousin's wedding. So, okay, I did fail on that one. But the other three I've been really good with. So, but it's been hard. I know it's going to happen January 1st. I'm going to be like, www.amazon.com, $6,000 worth of stuff, you know, like just an insane amount of crap I'm going to be purchasing, I have a feeling.
God, you'll be at the mall at 9 a.m.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. I've been pretty good. I do try to be good unless I need something or if we're going away. I feel like when we go away, that's kind of when I buy new clothes or whatever. But my favorite right now, you want my number one?
So the topic is, what are the stores that you... wrapped up in shopping. What are the stores that you cannot get enough, or, you know, whether they be brick and mortar, online, apps, whatever. So
okay,
your
mine's
favorite
an app.
Okay.
Poshmark. Do you know
I've
this?
I've heard of it. I've never used it.
Oh my gosh. It's fantastic. You can look up anything. Men, women, boys, girls. Of course, I'm usually on there for women. They have high-end handbags. They have high-end sneakers. They have all this stuff. I have a great, great story. So I had these shoes. We were going away. And I had these silver sandals that I loved. I actually have them on now. And my dog was with me as I was packing, and he stole one. And he chewed off.
He didn't want you to go.
No, they're like 2 years old, these shoes. And I only wear them like if we're going somewhere like nicer a little bit. And so the dog stole the shoes. And I thought, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? They went with so many things I'm taking. Oh, blah, blah. So I go on Poshmark. 2 years old, these shoes are. They had them in my size. I got them for $7.
Whoa.
Yes. And
I had them before the trip. You should have gotten like two pairs.
I was just so excited to find one.
You're like, I'm buying it.
I couldn't believe it. But they're great. They're great to find a deal. A lot of times you can like make an offer on something if you see it. You can go in people's closets and see what they have for sale. But a lot of times it's just high-end stuff that girls want to clear their closet out of so they can go buy more stuff. They have everything. They have modern stuff. They have old stuff. They have stuff that you see in the stores. They have stuff that you've forgotten about. They send you suggestions on what you should look for. It's just a really great, easy app. And then the best is if people don't ship out to you quickly enough, you can cancel the order, no questions asked.
Okay.
And Poshmark makes sure everything is on the up and up. They make sure that money has gone through. They make sure that you're happy with your purchase. So there's no worrying with this. And you can order. I ordered my mom a bracelet for a friend. She's like, wait, you're already done? It took 2 seconds. So easy. They have like jewelry. It's just fantastic. I could go on there all day long and
have
fun.
To check it out.
Oh, it's wonderful.
So for me, I love... I love Home Goods.
Yes.
And I'm super excited because Home Goods has a sister store called HomeSense. I don't know if you've heard about
it.
And they just opened one up in New Jersey in East Hanover. I have not been, but I am dying to go. It's basically like a Home Goods.
Wow.
And, you know, they sell home decor and all that stuff. But I'm so excited to go see what
it's
like.
Though? Like, what's the difference between this and Home Goods?
I don't know that there really is a big difference other than perhaps maybe there's just more fabulous things to find.
Okay.
But I would need to really go and check it out to see. But I'm super excited and I want to take like a day trip.
Yes.
I want to take a day trip to HomeSense just to see.
How long would it take you to get there?
I think like an hour and a half or so.
Oh,
but but I mean, it's worth it. It's totally worth it. So
it is.
But I love Home Goods. Like now Home Goods is always interesting though, because to me it's always hit or miss. I could go in there and literally want to like redo my entire house, or I could go in there and walk out with absolutely nothing and be sort of like defeated that I didn't find like the silver pillow that I need or whatever. But I love to go in there because I'm always like, oh, wow. And you have some great pieces from there.
Yes.
That, you know, some of the pieces that you can get there, whether it be, you know, furniture or art, it's just amazing.
And some of it's quite unique. Like they only have one piece of it and you never see it anywhere else.
And great prices.
Yes.
Usually just great prices. Like I absolutely love their throw pillow section.
Yes.
Like they have a tremendous amount of different colors.
Yes. Actually,
and patterns.
Stop there. I need new throw pillows.
And it's great to go there and you're not spending a ton of money.
Mm-mm.
So I love them. I also love Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. What is that about?
So
I've never
Hobby
been
Lobby
there.
Is very like craft oriented, but I also am a sucker for a good frame. Like give me a good picture frame and I
and what
am
do you do with
super
it?
Happy.
Just throw in a
well, I like
Polaroid?
To rotate them out. Well, no. Oh. I mean, what do I do with it? Every single photo in my house is Hugh Jackman. Like, hello.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hugh likes to be freshened
Hugh
up.
Hugh gets rotated in and out. No. So
today he's biking.
Yeah,
tomorrow
today,
he's on a motorcycle. Right.
So I like to change my frames up. I feel like it's an easy way to change the look of a room without spending a lot of money.
Oh, look at you.
So I sometimes will just go, like if I'm in the store and I see a frame that I like, even though I don't necessarily have a place for it, I'll purchase it because, oh, okay, I really like this frame and I'll use it at a later date. So that's one of the things that I do.
Okay.
Is just to kind of freshen things up because I can't afford to buy new furniture.
No.
So I'll freshen things up with like art, pictures, and frames a lot of times. That's what I'll do.
You know what I did when we first moved into our house? I would find a piece, say at usually Home Goods, and a piece I would love, I would die for. And then I would build the whole room around that one piece.
Right.
Oh, that was so fun. It's time to do that again in a couple
You have
of rooms.
Great skills when it comes to decorating. Oh. You really do.
Yeah, thanks.
And now the other store that I could not get enough of, and for those of you ladies out there that are big accessory fans, I have a feeling everyone's going to think I'm talking about Charming Charlie's, which I also like. But Megan, you remember, it's no longer in business, but remember Jubilee?
Every time I go there, I think of you. That shopping center.
I swear, last weekend
and I thought of you.
You opened the doors and all it was jewelry. That's it, ladies. It was just tables and tables and tables and tables.
We actually went one night with my mom.
I couldn't get enough of it. And it was maybe like, it was a good 40 minutes from my house. And I would like plan out, you know, once a month to go up there. Sometimes Ingrid, my best friend, would come with me. And when she first saw it, she had the same reaction. Like, this is Mecca.
Yes.
And I mean, but the thing I loved about Jubilee was they maybe had like two items. So if you saw a necklace, there'd be two of them. And like, that was it.
Yeah.
So you kind of felt like you were getting a lot of different unique pieces.
Yes.
And they had so many pieces because they weren't carrying like, okay, we have this red necklace and we have 20 of them.
And they had cute handbags as well. Like,
They started to expand a little where they kind of brought clothing in. But unfortunately, I don't know.
Remember when you used to go around, they gave you like a little jewelry box?
They gave you the little tray.
Yes.
Yes, you'd carry the tray around. You'd put your jewelry in it. And I remember like when Ingrid and I would go, we'd have a ridiculous amount in the tray. And then we would take like an hour to deliberate. Like, okay, well, do I really need? Now, granted, we didn't need any of this.
Right.
But it was like, okay, well, we can put this one back. You really don't need another black ring. Like, it was a whole process. Oh,
but they did have cute stuff.
I totally agree. So that store to me was like one of my favorite stores. And when it closed, I remember I was so upset about it. And then the other thing I love is, I love boutiques. Mm-hmm. So just like places where it's like sort of just a one-off, it's just a boutique, it doesn't exist anywhere else, and they usually carry like some really unique items, especially gift items.
There's a cute
I love
store,
stores like that.
Like it's a little bit of a chain. It's called Francesca's.
Oh, I love Francesca's.
Yeah, and they have a bunch of unique things, I think, in there, between jewelry and just stuff.
And that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, but where it's just like, you know, someone owns it and they only own this one and that's it. Like,
yeah,
I love stuff like that.
Yeah, me too.
But it's really hard to find really good boutiques anymore because I think it's just so difficult to sustain it.
Yeah, I agree. You know? That's, I think, where the chain thing comes in. But also, I wanted to tell you there are a couple others I love.
Yes.
Okay. So ThredUp is a newer one.
Okay.
And you can go on there and shop for clothes. You go in, you put your size, it gives you outfit ideas, and everything is so reasonably priced. And they'll take shipments back. They really are willing to work with you, but it's totally worth checking out ThredUp. Rent the Runway, of course. I don't know if you...
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. They come in so handy if you have an event.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so wonderful. And they're so easy to deal with as well. Etsy, I'm big on that for gifts because you can get a lot of personalized things, almost boutique style of an app.
Right, but online. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you really support people who work out of their house and
I
do things like that.
I love artisans. I love crafters
too.
And artisans. Like, that is the biggest thing for me. I love that kind of, that's what you do, and this is a unique piece that you created. Love that. Love supporting people that do that for
me
a living.
Too. Well, you know what's so interesting? Whenever I go into, I don't know if it's so interesting, but whenever I go into like Joann's or AC Moore and I see that aisle of like the jewelry and I think, oh, someone will come in and just have an eye for what they should do with all this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so impressive to me. It's an art. And of course, eBay, the Target app, Amazon, and I love e.l.f. Cosmetics. They have a great online store. You can get them at Target, CVS. They even have a store in Cherry Hill Mall if you're in New Jersey. But it's so great. The makeup's next to nothing and it actually really works and stays on and they have a variety of colors. It's wonderful. Oh, I could shop all day.
But we're not allowed to because our wallets will not be able to sustain shopping all day. Well, what store can't you get enough of? Let us know by emailing us at forever39@nj1015.com. So, Megan, we talk a lot on this podcast about dieting and weight loss and eating right and being healthy. And for those that have been fans of the show for a bit, I've struggled with this my whole life. And I think what's so frustrating for me is how many contradictions there are when it comes to food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one day eggs are good for you. Oh, no, sorry. They're not good for you. Whole grains, great. Sorry, not great. And sometimes I'm like, well, wait a minute. I feel like I don't know what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. So there was a study that recently came out that I thought was really interesting. It's from the Population Health Research Institute at McMaster University in Ontario. And the researchers took a comprehensive look at diets in 18 countries. So they studied various diets and found that carbs, especially the processed ones, the best cakes ones, and candies and sodas, white breads, will kill you quicker than fats. Now, I don't, I'm actually like, I can see that that would kill you quicker than fats. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is I almost feel like, wait, so now it's okay to eat like fats and red meat and, you know, like all this kind of stuff. So what they found was those that have a high carb diet had a 28% greater risk of dying prematurely. So I don't, again, I don't think anyone would be surprised by this because we've been hearing for years now that these types of carbs are bad for you. But what's confusing is the recommendations of what you should eat changes so much. So, and it's like, and it's not like carbs don't belong in your diet. I mean, there's good and there's bad carbs. And, you know, certain carbs, like complex carbs, like brown rice, you know, whole wheat pasta or whole wheat bread, fruits, apples, for example, they're fine.
Sure.
But then the ones that we mentioned, you know, the cakes, the cookies, not good. But it's just tough because you're sort of like, well, okay, how much is too much? How little is too little? And I think, like, you know, part of the flavor of life and the whole great thing about life is you want to be able to enjoy, you know, a slice of cake here and there. But you, but obviously a slice of cake every day is too much. But is a slice of cake once a week, is that too much? Like, I just feel like the information is just, there's so much. And like, this study will say this, and then I kid you not, probably 6 months from now, there will be a study that comes out that says the complete opposite of this. That, nope, fats are the devil. And, you know, carbs, although not great, they're not as bad. So it's like, you know, what are you supposed to do?
Right. Well, I have a couple thoughts. I have been dieting pretty much since I was 14 years old. So I think I have tried everything or looked into everything or whatever. What I have come to discover is moderation is key for everything. I don't care what you're doing. Moderation is key with working out, with eating, blah, 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 blah. So I take this with a grain of salt, so to speak. But I'm also wondering, as you were talking, I'm thinking how much I love cookies and how much I love cake and how I could never give it up and live a happy life. I couldn't. That might sound pathetic, but it's true. It makes me happy. I love to go out to a pasta dinner with my husband. I enjoy that. I don't know why I get so much enjoyment out of it, but I do. So I think my question is, though, they're saying these high processed carbs. I'm wondering if it's the sugar in those carbs or if it's the carbs. Because think about it, all the higher processed foods with like the high carbohydrates, like cookies, like they're all high in sugar. So I'm wondering if it's carbohydrates or sugar, if they even know. Did they look at that? I don't know. It is interesting to see that fat lowered, you know, the death risk, but I don't know if it's so much carbs that it is sugar.
Right, because, and again, now there's good fats and bad fats. You know, like olive oil is fattening, but it's a good fat. Avocado is good fat.
But then this study said that saturated fats, you're better off having them than not.
And I know, it's right. It's so, that's the thing. It's so confusing.
Right.
I mean, I agree with you. You know, when I have done well with losing weight, I have noticed that when I cut carbs completely, I do better in terms of weight loss. However, the problem is that I, you know, sort of don't eat them for, you know, months on end. And then I have them and I'm a hot mess because I just want. Exactly. And, you know, I do think that, like, for me, sugar is a huge issue for me. Yeah. And so I'm probably one of those people that's better off not having a slice of cake because then I want two slices of cake. Mm. So I have a hard time with the moderation thing.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I don't ever want to live my life, like the rest of my life, not being able to have a piece of carrot cake.
Right.
So I just wish that the information was not, like, I remember when we were not growing up, but don't you remember, like, maybe 15, maybe 10 years ago, eggs were like the worst thing ever. And now eggs are back on the okay list.
Same with coffee.
Coffee's great for you. It lowers your heart disease risk.
But next week, it'll be the worst thing ever and it'll lead to dementia. Like, right. It changes constantly.
Even like things like alcohol, red wine is good in moderation. It helps with your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, you just don't know, like, what is right and what is wrong sometimes.
And sometimes my mind even goes farther. So, like, if someone enjoys red wine, what's their lifestyle like completely outside of that? Is it the red wine? Or is it that everyone who drinks red wine takes
also
a nap
exercise
on Saturdays?
Right.
Like,
right.
Whatever. Is it just the red wine? Do we ever know? And that's why I wish there was one size fits all. I wish they could say, this works for you. And that's why, for me, I think everything in moderation. I count calories. I go to the gym. And you know what? This might be as good as it gets.
And then I think, too, like, in America, it's so much more complicated in the sense that our portions are huge. Mm-hmm. We have too many options available to us in terms of food. We really do. Our supermarkets are obnoxious when you compare them to supermarkets that I've been to overseas.
Yeah.
I mean, the choices,
you can even call them that.
Right, the choices that we have here are unbelievable.
It's just there are so many factors that can go in, and I don't know if the code could ever be cracked.
Yeah,
fully.
And I think part of it too here is like we just have too many processed foods available. Like I have a friend who is originally from France. She's lived in this country for a while now, but we sometimes talk about this, and she's French. She eats meat. She drinks wine. She eats cheese. And over in France, like, they go shopping, you know, every day or every other day to get their fresh ingredients. Mm-hmm. And they don't, you know, you don't go to a store. You go to your butcher, you go to your bakery, you go to your cheese shop. And so, and it's like great because, I mean, that to me makes more sense. Everything's fresh. Mm-hmm. It's not processed because it's not sitting around for days and days on end, you know. And I gotta wonder, like, that probably has something to do with the fact that we have this weight issue in America. Like, we get food and it's fine in the refrigerator for 6 months, you know?
Right. There's something not right about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, do you find all the conflicting information on what to eat and what not to eat confusing? Take our poll over at NJ1015.com.
And if you don't, tell us how you don't find it confusing.
Exactly. Well, Megan, that wraps up this episode of Forever 39. In next week's show, we're going to chat about whether unlimited vacation time is a good or bad thing, whether you find your cell phone stressful, and whether or not it makes sense to label your spouse as your best friend. So we're going to have Tony and Antonelli on that topic. So hope you guys have a good rest of the week.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.